Something else? Which I maybe cannot recall. Oh, yeah. Pardon me. We heard Ibeyi, this duo of sisters who are from Cuba but are living in France. And, yeah, Ibeyi, they sing in Yoruba, the Yoruban language, the African, well, West African language, which is still spoken in parts of Cuba. And, yes, just came out in February. So, yeah, I played a track called Yanira. Yes, a self-titled album by Ibeyi. And yes, started off that set of music with a French duo called Housse de Raquette. And the track was Alicia. So there you go. And next we are traveling to the Dominican Republic. But first, a few words from people other than me. And then we're going to jump right back in there. I just got to get my paperwork ready.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Got a small appliance that's broken? Maybe an electronic product that's broken? Or just an item of clothing that has one too many holes? Join the Repair Cafe event held by SPEC in partnership with the City of Vancouver down at the West End Community Center on Saturday, June 22nd, between 9:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. Get involved and do your part in reducing waste. And if you bring your own mug, there's free coffee and tea. Head over to spec.bc.ca/events for more information.
This is Bird Note. In summer, the forests of the eastern United States are home to a bounty of birds. Birds intriguing, attractive, mellifluous, or mysterious. But there's one bird in particular that nearly every time its name comes up, you hear the word gorgeous. The scarlet tanager. The male scarlet tanager is a deep, dazzling red, glowing with the luster of velvet. His entire 7-inch body is feathered in scarlet, in bold contrast to his black wings and tail. Scarlet tanagers nest within large tracts of mature forest, where they forage for insects under the shelter of the tree canopy. It seems that such boldly colored birds might offer an easy target for predators or for a birdwatcher's watchful gaze. But, though brilliant scarlet when viewed in the open, male scarlet tanagers are remarkably hard to spot when perched among the branches overhead. The contrasting bright and dark colors mimic summer's pattern of light and shadow within the canopy. Thus, the bird is often concealed. So that gorgeous visitor from the tropics may well be hidden in plain sight. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
This is Wandering Rhythms, and we are about to take a trip to the Dominican Republic. Yes, it is a Caribbean nation of 10 million humans, and it is a very interesting mix of peoples. And yeah, it's one of the largest countries, the second largest nation in the Caribbean. Well, if you don't count Central America, if you count only the islands, yes, it is on the second largest island, and it is also the second most populated. So Cuba is being the largest and most populous nation in the Caribbean, but the Dominican Republic, 10 million people. So yeah, big quite a large nation, and it is part of an island called Hispaniola, which is shared with Haiti to the west. So the Dominican Republic takes up 5/8 of the island, to be specific, and it is, originally it was a Spanish colony, whereas Haiti, the other part of the island, was a French colony. And Haiti, very famously, is known as the first black republic in the world. And yes, right next to it, the Dominican Republic, many African people as well, almost as many, I'm not sure the exact figures, but it's very much similar in demographics to Haiti. Haiti achieved independence, whereas Dominican Republic was still under Spanish control for a little while, but they did achieve their independence in the early 19th century, I believe 1822, kind of went back to Spanish hands a little bit for a few decades, but eventually in the mid-19th century did achieve independence, so not long after Haiti. And yes, a very, very interesting place musically. It's crazy how each of the major Caribbean islands has its own style, like very, very famous style of music that is at least across Latin America quite well known, if not globally. So, you know, Jamaica, the most well known reggae, calypso from Trinidad. You got rumba music from Cuba, amongst others, and from the Dominican Republic, you got merengue, and that's one of the styles that I kind of am least familiar with out of Latin styles of music. And it is kind of like a cumbia. I'm always playing cumbia on this program. Cumbia being from Colombia, but merengue is faster paced. It's still got that scraper going on. There's always an expert scraper in the group who seems to be the rhythm keeper, playing that comb. And it's a style that dates back to roughly the mid-20th century, and it's a mix of Latin, of Spanish influence, mixed with a lot of African rhythms as well. So yeah, this the African rhythms are going to come very quickly at you here. This is appropriate for Black History Month, because a huge part of Black history in North America is in the Caribbean. That's where many of the African slaves were transported to, and then many of those people have stayed through future generations. So this is a very, very great melting pot part of the world where many cultures clash and make beautiful music. So I'm going to get right into that. There's a merengue, very popular style around Latin America, started in Dominican Republic, and also a style called bachata, which is a little bit more folk sounding, I guess, less big band, and it generally features the accordion. Ever since seemingly it says the German settlers brought over the accordion, their polka music spread around the world, they brought accordions to the Caribbean, and that became the main instruments for a bachata. So yes, I'm going to get into a classic bachata track. This was apparently the very first bachata, came out on the 30th of May in 1962, exactly 22 years before I was born. There you go. So here is José Manuel Calderón, Llanto a la Luna. Here we go to the Dominican Republic.
Si ella me quiere, como yo solo se quiere una sola vez.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yes, some beautiful drumming from the Dominican Republic. That was Charlie Valens, the track San Miguel, and that was drumming called Los Palos. And those are also the names of the drums. Yes, and a style that thankfully has continued on and survived. There was a dictator in the early 20th century in the Dominican Republic who wanted to abolish African culture and destroyed many of these palo drums. And yes, thank the Lord, thank all the great drumming spirits that's a culture that continues. And yeah, Dominican Republic was actually the first European settlement in all of the Americas. Columbus landed in 1492, right on the island that he called Hispaniola in what is now the Dominican Republic. So yeah, it's Santo Domingo, the capital, is the most continuously inhabited city, European city, that is, in North America. So very, very interesting. Lots of very deep culture there. And before that, you heard some merengue, and I made a little bit of a boo-boo. I said that bachata was a music that was heavily accordion-based, but it is, in fact, merengue. And we heard Tatico Henrique y sus muchachos. Sorry, Henriquez. Tatico Henriquez and his muchachos. And the track was La Macedora. So, yeah, very, very upbeat music. The accordion is such a piercingly loud instrument. So, yeah, it's always upbeat. And Tatico Henriquez, wow, only lived to be 33 years old and died in 1976. But he was considered one of the best accordions in merengue típico, which is the old style of merengue, born in a city called Nagua in the Dominican Republic. And although Santo Domingo is the biggest city at 1 million people, only 1 million out of 10 million people live in the big capital city, the big smoke. And before that, we heard some bachata music. That was Jose Manuel Calderon with Le Llanto a la Luna. So this track about the moon, singing to the moon. Okay, we're gonna get into some really cool folky rock and roll. But first, I want to play one more little merengue, a classic track here. This one is super upbeat, so yeah, put on your seatbelts or sit down at least. This is El Negrito Figueroa with Paque Afinque on Wandering Rhythms.
Este merenguito es para que todito afinquen. Bye.
libres de la ira que vendrá. Y estaremos libres.
Cumbia dominicana le voy a cantar, señores. Cumbia dominicana le voy a cantar, señores. Pa' que recuerden su tierra y recuerden sus amores. Pa' que recuerden su tierra y recuerden sus amores.
Y me voy
Palomé Cabrera
y después
para Puerto Plata.
Y me voy
cruzo por Santiago
y después
me voy pa' Salcedo.
Y
me voy para Moca
y después
me voy pa' La Vega.
Y me voy
pa' Villa Altagracia, pa' la capital. En la playa La Romana cantaré mi melodía y me voy por la mañana y regreso al otro día. Y me voy por la mañana y regreso al otro día.
Me voy
para La Romana
y después
paso por Higüey.
Y me voy
para Tomayor
y después
paso por El Ceibo.
Y me voy
para San Pedro
y después
para Boca Chica.
Y me voy
para San Isidro
y después
de nuevo a la capital. Playa La Romana cantaré mi melodía, en la playa La Romana cantaré mi melodía, y me voy por la mañana y regreso al otro día. Y me voy por la mañana y regreso al otro día.
Me voy
para La Romana
y después
paso por Higüey.
Y me voy
para Tomayor
y después
paso por El Ceibo.
Y me voy
para San Pedro
y después
para Boca Chica.
Y me voy
para San Isidro, de nuevo a la capital.
You just heard some cumbia from Dominican Republic, not the birthplace of cumbia, and it is definitely not as popular as merengue in that nation, but nonetheless, yeah, that was probably a bit of a novelty track there from the 80s, I think 82, Fernandito Villalona y su orquesta, and yeah, Cumbia Dominicana was the track. Actually, they do another track a couple years later called Cumbia Merengue, and it's a mixture of the two styles. Oh my god. But to me, you know, they don't sound so different. Don't hate me, Latin people, for saying that, but yeah, there's